Thank you for tuning in once again today at Teach Me Thy Statutes. You know it, where we're taking a look at the Word of God, that's very important, and pulling out these nuggets of truth to apply them to our daily lives. Today I'd like for you to read 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verses 5 through 9, and we'll go ahead and read that here today in its entirety. It says, "They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail." It's as far as we read here today, but last time, in the last episode, we did take a look and we discussed how God changes things. And I hope that that was an encouragement to you. Today, we look at these verses that we just read and we come to the conclusion that God controls all things. And that's what I want to talk about here today. Our passage says that those that were full have now hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry cease being hungry. How those two things have definitely changed, those two opposites there. It goes on to say that the woman that was barren now has 7 children, and for the one that had many children is now feeble. These things are out of our control. But we know the one, God, that controls it all. We come to verse number 6 of our text, and we find that the Lord kills and the Lord makes alive. God even controls the wealth and the status of people, as indicated in verse 7 and 8. The comparisons noted here in Hannah's prayer are exact opposites, but all are controlled by God. Man has no ability to control these things. Verse 8 even talks about how God sets up kings and princes from being beggars. God controls all things because the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. No man can prevail in his own strength because God controls all things, not man. How do we apply this to our daily lives? I'm glad you asked that question. Since God controls all things, shouldn't we bring more things to him in prayer? It is comforting to know that I can only see today, but that God sees tomorrow and the days after that. He has all the answers to all things, no matter how big or small they are. We should be bringing more decisions to him in prayer. We should also be bringing more issues that we are dealing with to him in prayer. How about you? Do you really bring everything to God, since God controls all things? If we were to be honest and answer that question, we would have to answer no. As you're about to go into your day today, or as you have went about your day today, or as you go into your day tomorrow, remember that God controls all things. And that when you have questions, or you are facing issues, that you can go to him in prayer. He doesn't just know all things, but God controls all things. What a blessing it is to know that he is in control and we are on his side. Hope and pray that this is a blessing to you here today, and I hope that you'll join us back for the next episode of Teach Me Thy Statutes. May God richly bless you as you remember that God controls all things. You could take anything to him in prayer. Have a wonderful day.